Officials in Detroit city government are preparing for a busy year that includes both a presidential and U.S. Senate election. The Detroit City Council is also grappling with drawing new legislative districts following changes in the population shown in recent U.S. Census data. First-term council member Gabriela Santiago Romero says she's a bit concerned about where the boundaries will be for her new district. It currently includes Southwest Detroit, Corktown, and Midtown. But she says she's proud of the work she did on council last year, especially with organized labor groups.
Really excited about the fact that we have responsible contracting through and the amount of support that we've been giving to our union workers here locally. Not only are we supporting with policies to make sure that our workers are able to be at the table and making decisions, we also passed a standards board. We have a standards board now for our different stadiums, which is really important to make sure that we have our workers at the table. So for me, last year was very labor-focused. It was very workers-focused, making sure that we're supporting them with policies, but also supporting them in person. So I know for myself personally, I was at the picket line with our workers, talking with our union leaders, making sure that they got the support that they needed to strike and also to be at the decision-making table.
Well, what's the standards board for the stadium?
The industry standards board would allow for better working standards across the board for our workers.
You had pushed last year for a council resolution on the situation in Gaza, including releasing hostages, humanitarian aid, calling for a reconciliation between Israel and the Palestinians. The resolution changed a bit in the end, but why were you requesting that to begin with?
Because I saw people asking for it. This was something that residents in the city, across the country, across the world, were asking for. And as a community organizer, when I see people on the ground asking for something, I listen. And I'm really proud that we did that work. It was much more difficult than I expected. I didn't think it would be so controversial to ask for there to not be indiscriminate bombing on innocent people, but that wasn't the case. And frankly, the language that we ended up with, I'm happy with, but it's not as strong as it could have been. We tried to make it as neutral as possible, which was the request. And definitely acknowledging that there is pain on all sides, and we try to meet that reality as well. So happy that we did it, very proud of the organizing work that happened on the ground. This would have never been able to get passed if it wasn't for residents calling for it.
Making it a bit more neutral, that was because some of your council colleagues were a little iffy on the original one, is that right?
Correct, and a lot of them thought that a resolution asking for a ceasefire would initially ignore the innocent Israeli lives that were lost as well. And that was not the intention. That was not the goal at all. But understanding that there are hostages on both sides that need to be released, we made sure to include it in the language.
So here we are in 2024 now. As we progress, what do you see as the key issues facing the city or facing council?
For us and for me in District 6, it's always going to be the impacts on our environment due to industry. So really trying to focus on environmental justice, environmental protections, as we have a new bridge coming along here in District 6, as we have more industry, more trucks across the city, making sure that we're pushing for a truck route ordinance, something that me and Member Johnson are very interested in passing and seeing through. So climate and just making sure that resilient to climate change, to me, is also top of mind. So making sure that we have a safe environment, that we're protected for what's to come. Although it might be cold right now in Detroit, I think this is the third warmest winter that we've had in a while. Christmas doesn't look the same without snow, something that I actually really looked forward to. So I think just making sure that we're climate resilient, making sure that our environments are safe, and making sure that our residents have housing, affordable housing. But for me, all of it is connected. Affordable housing to a climate resilient city, all of these are connected. This is our home that we live in.
You mentioned your district. Council's in the midst of working out new districts. You know, how's your view of how that's playing out?
So I appreciate that we are trying very hard to not make drastic changes to the district. There are really only one or two maps that have been drafted that look a little drastic. So really pushing to make sure that we have districts that are in line to what they are now, just because of the representation, the relationships that we've built with our residents here. But I completely understand the need to have to make new districts due to the census tract. This is just something that happens. But for me, I'm just trying to make sure that we keep districts as intact as possible, not trying to make really huge drastic changes.
Going to be any changes in your district, as far as you know?
Yes, there would be. There's a few maps that would completely eliminate the portion of Wayne State that I represent, which would make me a little sad because I think it's important and really powerful to represent a university. I'm also very involved with the school. I visit classrooms often and talk to students and really proud to represent Wayne State. So there's a map that would eliminate that portion. There's another map that would drastically change the northern part of the district for me over in 48210, which would also be difficult to accept just given the fact that we've been working really hard with our residents there in Midwest Tyerman. And they've come out and they've said we don't want to be divided. On the other side, I also don't believe that if the districts were drastically changed, that it wouldn't come with representation. If a majority of city council comes back, I know my colleagues, I know that we all try our very best to serve our residents to the best of our abilities. A portion of that would be represented if Member Durhall decides to come back. He would then represent a portion of that district, and I would as well. And I just think instead of it being seen as the neighborhood is divided, which it wouldn't be, it would just have two folks representing them, two people working on their behalf, two folks working to make sure that we're meeting their goals. But of course, I understand and I believe in accountability. It's much easier to hold one representative accountable versus two. But we'll see how it goes.